This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Brooke Schulte. Are you ready for some different questions today?
I think so.
All right. Well, this one's pretty easy. What activities have you been involved with at Pella High School in the last 3 years?
I have played volleyball all 4 years, and then I played tennis my sophomore year.
If there's a sport that you don't currently do now that you would play, which one is it and why?
Honestly, football. I think it sounds fun.
Well, your older brother Cam still plays at Central. What position would you be? Would you be a wideout like him? Would you want to be the star quarterback, offensive line? What position, having watched older brothers play football, would you be?
QB for sure. I can't catch, so.
Okay, QB1 here. So we're here with QB1, Brooke Schulte. In terms of other, you know, you do have siblings. Let's mention them quickly. Let our listeners know who your siblings are. And, you know, you're the youngest. You're the baby, mm-hmm. So your relationship with them.
Yeah, so I have three older brothers. My oldest brother's Jake, and he's married, and his wife's name is Gabrielle. And then Drew is the second one, and then Cam.
Yeah, and of course, you also have some pretty famous parents, especially your dad, a state championship color commentator. Mm-hmm. You guys have been a pretty tight-knit family, too. What are some of your favorite memories in terms of vacations with them or just experiences growing up, especially with three older brothers?
Mm-hmm. We went on quite a bit of vacations, actually. We go to Florida. We've been to Colorado a few times. And actually, my favorite parts of it are we drive everywhere. And so the road trip down, because we get to talking about the most random topics. And I don't know, it's a fun conversation.
Well, and I know all of your older brothers, especially Cam, who I got to talk to, and Jake quite a bit. I'm going to guess there's some competitiveness there, too, among the family. Are there any, like, family, like, traditions or games that you guys maybe on the road trip play, like an I Spy game or something that gets competitive? Or maybe not?
You know, we play actually a few board games and like card games that get pretty competitive. But no, other than that, we pretty much just like chat. We don't really.
Okay.
We get competitive in actual like game time if we play basketball, pickup game outside. But.
And they didn't let you win, right? If you
no.
won, you won one.
Mm-mm.
Okay, very good. We're here with Brooke Schulte, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. So let's start with our rapid fire pregame ritual. Do you have a pregame when you're getting ready for a game? Is there something that gets you in the mood to get some big kills?
I got to dance with my team in the locker room.
Okay, dance with the team. What's the song then? Or what's the playlist? Or what are the two or three even songs that really get you hype?
We play Downtown.
Is that the Macklemore one?
I think so, yeah. And then, I don't know, just like hype songs with good beat.
Yeah.
I don't know, something we can jump to.
Are you in charge of the pregame playlist this year as seniors?
I am this year.
And then if so, what was your favorite selection? Or what was the Brooke Schulte like addition to it? Was it Downtown or is it, when I'm listening with Katie up there, what am I going to hear from Brooke?
You know, Downtown's a good one because we have a little dance that we do to it, like a little choreographed thing, which is my favorite because it's kind of tradition. So I'd say that one's probably my top still.
Okay, so after we beat DCG and Norwalk, what's your go-to post-game meal or your favorite thing, Ooh. Especially if the team's going out to a restaurant after a tournament?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Honestly, going to Culver's to get some BOGO. That's the best.
Happy hour at Culver's. So then what's the go-to? If it's a really especially a big win, what's the go-to BOGO then that you're sharing with the team? Just a recommendation.
Yeah, chocolate with Oreo.
Okay, on the concrete mixer,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so
yes.
What would you say then is your go-to movie, especially if it's a team movie night or even it's just like I'm in a certain like funk, I need to watch this movie to get me out of it. What's your go-to movie?
Go-to movie to watch with the team would be Miracle Season. That's what we've watched before, and that one's just a good one and volleyball related. But like if it was just myself, I love 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
That is
a throwback, a weird throwback from my generation. Then along those lines, favorite TV show and or YouTube channel?
Ooh. Favorite show would have to be The Office. I've rewatched that a lot.
I think you and I can bond very well on that. I got to get my rewatch in at some mm-hmm. point here soon, too. Let's shift gears here, and we're here with Brooke Schulte, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. Question I ask everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Cyclones.
Thank you. Is there a specific reason? Last year, the class of 25 had a lot of Hawkeyes. Is there a particular reason why Cyclones over Hawkeyes, like a family reason, any like sport in particular you enjoy?
You know, I actually have more family reason for Hawkeyes with like cousins and stuff that have played there, but I don't know, I've switched back and forth, but I really like Iowa State and my brother went there, so just being around campus.
Do you have a favorite memory or a game that you attended?
We went to, I think it was TCU football game, and everybody had left, had gotten cold, and they were down, and they ended up winning, and it was a really exciting game.
good comeback victory. Always good for Coach Campbell in this era. You and I got a chance to talk last year, so we'll stay on the kind of story. You mentioned family. You and Lindy were obviously very close, and that was really cool when you answered about that. It looked like you had a great summer, too. What is your, especially having a type of sister, what's like your favorite way of spending time with Lindy, knowing that you guys are close, and like having a sister when you really have three brothers?
Yeah. I mean, whenever we're bored, we can text each other and we kind of show up to each other's houses unannounced. And we can do anything together. So we run errands or we go to a planned like beach day at the lake. We can pretty much do anything.
And the nice part is she's not super far, right? Mm-hmm. So, and she'll be the number one fan of Brooke Schulte this year, right?
Yes.
And I think some guy at the Central football team, too.
Exactly.
But no comment there. Shift gears again and get a little off the wall. Time travel. Are you a past or future person?
I'd say past.
Okay, what era would you go to then? Where would you go if you had one trip to make? Where would you go? And we don't have to get super philosophical about this either. Just for you, Brooke, specifically. We're not trying to end world hunger or something.
Right. Is it like in my lifetime?
It could be whenever. You got the time machine. You got the button to press and go.
Right. I don't want to see like when my parents were in high school. So like back whenever that was. But
For Kara's sake, 15 years ago?
Right, yeah.
And what specifically about like the 70s or 80s? It would be the 80s, I guess, because mm-hmm. your dad won some state titles, which I think I'm obligated to mention if I mention his name. But what about the 80s kind of is like attractive to you to maybe go back for a day?
I don't know. Just being a teen with no phones, I feel like it would be kind of entertaining, just like spending quality time with each other. And I don't know.
Well, and hey, the cell phone policy during the day, no more phones. There will be obviously later at night. If there's one person you could spend a day with, then if it was time travel or not, one person dead or alive you could spend a day with, who would it be and what would you do?
Anybody.
I usually say famous, but I've gotten some good answers if it's just anybody.
I would say,
if you're thinking famous, let's start with a famous person. If there was a celebrity that you could spend a day, athlete, musician, whatever, who would it be for a day? And then we can talk maybe personal if you want to.
Famous? I'd say anybody, like any of the Kardashians. I feel like that would be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. That would be exciting.
But then you would be in the you'd be on the show then. Like you'd have to come up with like a catchphrase or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. So then is there another person who isn't necessarily famous that you would want to spend a day with?
I'd say my grandpa.
Okay.
Just hang out with him for a day.
What would you do? Like, was he a big outdoorsy type or?
Yeah, just any activity. I'd probably play catch with him with football. He's a big football player, so.
Quarterback number one.
Yeah, exactly.
On that last note, obviously a very big senior class you're going to be with here. A lot of your best friends you're playing volleyball with. What are you just looking forward to most about this fall, regardless of what happens, say, in November? And what are you looking forward to most about spending these, 10 to 12 weeks with this group of girls?
Yeah, I think now we're getting to the point where we're like it's starting to sink in that it's our last season. So trying to enjoy like every practice, every game that we have together and building good connections with my teammates.
Brooke Schulte, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.